is Coco McCabe, and I'm with Oxfam America here in San Juan, standing with Yves Gattereau, who is the director of a project for Oxfam Quebec. The project works on both sides of the border. And I'm going to ask him now what he sees as the next challenges that are facing Oxfam. We heard in the news this morning that thousands of people are fleeing Port-au-Prince and heading into the countryside. So what is that going to mean for Oxfam's response?
Well, we're going to have to see exactly where all those people are going and how much is going over there in the countryside. So first of all, it's important to assess the people first in Port-au-Prince, see how we can help them, and after see gradually first in the countryside close to Port-au-Prince, and then further around.
Okay, and you mentioned something a moment ago about food. So you were indicating that the host communities are already poor and having now to provide for all the relatives. What's that going to mean for people?
Well, it's another weight for them because they're already, like you said, they're really poor, and their crops, I don't think that they can support this additional amount of people that are going to go in the countryside. So we're gonna see how much food or how much supply that we can provide to them ahead of time. So we won't be in another crisis in the countryside.
Okay, and give me an idea of what the crop season is. When is the harvest, and what kinds of things are people in the countryside growing now?
Well, the problem is that for the moment we are in the dry season. So there's really only a few crops that are growing. I think we're almost at the end of the corn season, and for now the beans are just growing in some area where there's some water. So we have to see what kind of stock they have for the moment, because they used to stock some food, but they have a limit.
And in this region, what is the main crop that people grow?
Well, it depends on the region, but most of the people rely on bananas, plantain to live on in the countryside, and some roots too.
Okay, great. So we'll check in with Yves later today after we get to Port-au-Prince and see what the problems are. Thanks.